You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Sheriff Brown a little later today. We also have tickets to give away for the Sunday, March 8th game. Illini take on Iowa. That's the final home game there at the State Farm Center, courtesy of First Mid Insurance Group. And then the Big Ten tournament. We're ready to go. Then March Madness. Does March Madness get pushed a little later in March every year?
I don't know about that, maybe.
Well, I mean, it's already the third. Their last home game is the eighth. They're going to be playing the Big Ten tournament.
Maybe.
Like the Super Bowl is kind of, you know, keep edging it out just a little bit, right? I mean, the Super Bowl used to be in January.
Yeah, now it's the first weekend. It's in February. The Final Four, I believe, is in St. Louis.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. We used to give away tickets to that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we'd have a big contest, and we'd have, like, I mean, a huge deal.
Might not be the Final Four, but whenever part of the tournament final,
like,
is.
Yeah, sure. Whenever it was in Indianapolis or St. Louis to send somebody mm-hmm. to that experience. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the year the Illini took that run, there was one of those.
They did play locally. I think it was either Indy or St. Louis. My sister went.
Yeah, I have a recollection of that. I think we even sent somebody to San Antonio one time.
That'd be
back
awesome.
In the day when we spent money. good morning and welcome. Hey, look at this. I want you just to, you know, take note of the time of day. Take note of the light outside. That's probably going to change. Aren't we going to, like, do we lose an hour this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's short-lived. But 50s, right, forecast?
Yeah, I heard earlier, before we came on, they were talking about forecasts in part of Illinois that were ours are 40s, 50s. There's parts of Illinois 50, 60, and then there's some that are even 60 with 70.
All right. Well, I'm not going to covet my neighbor. There's nothing we can do about that. But Kyle May is sitting in the studios. That means Ride and Run is back, which means, you know, we're almost there.
Almost.
Not all the way there.
The run's there. I haven't seen the ride.
It means spring to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
You see, you say those words out loud, and you've screwed all of us. You know how that works, right?
Yeah. I keep telling one of my guys that works for me that all the time. So
just don't declare anything. Just be grateful for the day
March
that is.
March is close enough that is one more snowstorm or whatever.
March can be cruel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it could go either way. So, it's good to be back.
In the ride and the run business for a long time, you are one of the very few people that are out doing it no matter what the weather is. Most people want it to be nice. Before they get outdoors and enjoy
themselves.
I'm
cool if it's nice, though.
Yeah, no, I know you are. But you'll also go out and do it in the snow. I got an email from Fleet Feet this morning that literally is talking about committing and gear to get started. Jen runs a marathon. There's all kinds of, you can watch Jen's story, the big run, sign up. They've got the indoor 3D foot scanning. The buy, run, earn. There's a running group. You've got all of these things that have really. When did Fleet Feet first open?
My particular store?
Yes.
Okay. In 2014.
Okay.
So almost 6 years.
6 years. But I feel like the last couple of years, it really has, I mean, so to speak, hit its stride, right? I mean, like, people now see it for the incredible resource that it is.
People that don't know, Fleet Feet's a franchise. Whenever we opened, there were 120 in the country. Now they're up to 180 in the last few years. A few years ago, they were acquired by an investment company, the same company that owns, like, Golden Corral. But they've owned Golden Corral for like 40 years, so they're like long-term.
So this would be the other side of the Golden Corral. You go eat your steak and your fries, and then
Own like a lumber company and own a medical company. So they got all kinds of different things, but this is just one of them. So we opened it in town. There was not a running store in town. I had the bike shop for 12 or 14 years by then, and needed to diversify a little bit. So whenever we opened, it was probably the worst year or two for run specialty that they've had in years. So I did not pick the best timing. Sports authorities were closing. There was a lot of extra inventory.
You described that as being ahead of the curve.
Yeah. But the last few years, it has made a huge turnaround.
Well, I think and here's why, in my opinion. I think that having the Fleet Feet brand, which gives you this sort of national capital, like a lot of experts, a lot of marketing and branding awareness, but it's not just a place where I go buy a pair of tennis shoes.
Right.
And I think that's the way the business model in the world has flipped, over a very short, window of time, is that I'm getting these encouraging emails, and I'm getting sort of not just, you know, the pair of tennis shoes, but I'm getting like support. I'm getting a family. I'm getting a place to belong. I'm getting something to help me get off the couch. You know, whereas before you just had a commerce exchange of, you know, these tennis shoes cost this much. And I think you guys have really captured that digitally. I mean, and through social media and elsewhere, where it is now truly sort of a local brand that people are excited to be a part of.
Yes. Fleet Feet's done a lot of good things digitally, marketing-wise, given us a lot of good tools. So we are seeing pretty good growth the last few years. And Fleet Feet as a whole is up about 20% so far this year. Not my store, but like all the corporations, all the stores. A random Saturday in January was the best Saturday Fleet Feet's ever had. So we
must have been a day I was there, Nick.
Yeah, you put us over the top.
This is my addiction. You know, I own it. You know, it's okay.
So there's really good stuff going on. We got the new logo last year, a lot of things like that. So in conjunction with that, we did some stuff at our store here in town.
You did, and we're going to talk about that. But I want to say anecdotally, there's always this sort of awkward transitioning of guests. I hope it's not awkward for you. It's awkward here on this end when the microphones are off and the commercial break is running, because, you know, some guests are still chatty when the interview's over, and you got to politely sort of move them out and bring the next person in. But I went down to get coffee because it's the marquee break, right? And I came back and Jeff was telling you the story about his doctor sending him to your store.
Yep, it's pretty cool. It took a few years for that to start happening, but now it happens a lot. So, he was having foot pains, and his doctor sent him in for some shoes and inserts. And
you can do the in-store 3D foot scanning, which is an amazing thing if you haven't done it. Nick, you know, most of us don't go to a podiatrist. I mean, we're not like sort of, you have a pair of shoes that are comfortable or not comfortable. You run through the pain, whatever. You find out you're wearing the wrong size. Your arches are collapsed or partially collapsed. You find all this out in like 2 minutes.
Usually the wrong shoe size. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That happened to me. Sean, a friend of mine, checked out my feet and said, what size shoe do you wear? And I said, I wear 9 or 10 somewhere in there. He's like, yeah, you should probably be wearing like 11.
I wear 9 or 10 or somewhere in there. That's depending how on, you were shopping.
You were that far off.
Yeah, depending by the brand. You know? So 9.5, 10 is what I had bought my entire adult life, and I now have some that are like 11.
Yep.
So I learned.
They feel better.
They do, and also on the shape of my feet. The point that you made, he knew right then which brands without inserts were like, hey, this would be good for what you're trying to do and for your foot style. And I walked out with some Hokas. I mean, it just worked.
A lot of good things going on. I got great staff. Sean's been with me from the beginning. Heather's my manager, and she's crushing it for us. Does great on social media. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things going on right now.
Yeah, and so you moved stuff over. I mean, talk to me about the logistics of this, because my sense is the biking world is something like golf a little bit. In the time consumption, you know, like as people's lives are so stretched, right? We're all working longer hours. We're all doing more things. We're all responsible for more things. It's harder to find 4 or 5 hours to go out on a bike ride. Does that I'm not saying it's shrinking, but is that world constricting
good,
a little bit?
As good as Fleet Feet is doing locally and nationally, which is weird that we follow exactly. We had like our best Saturday on that random January too. So we follow the same trends as nationally. So you can talk about Decatur and Illinois, but we still follow the same buying trends. As good as Fleet Feet's doing, the bike shop's following the same trend as everybody else. We're shrinking a little bit, being a little bit more selective on our inventory. Buying habits are a little bit different in it. The industry itself is not protecting pricing and some other things like that I could spend the whole entire show on. So yeah, we needed to resize it. I did not have as much inventory the last couple of years as I had whenever we first moved over there. So I shrunk the bike shop back to actually the size whenever I first opened the bike shop around the corner. So it's about 2,400 square foot, which is
still big.
A great size. It actually turned out really good. Then we moved Fleet Feet to the front part of where the bike shop was. So to enter the bike shop, you walk like a little walkway through the run store, and then you walk into the back to the bike shop. So
I haven't been over there since you did the remodeling. I saw all of it on Instagram and followed along kind of vicariously.
3 weeks ago we moved. So.
Yeah. I don't feel as bad. I also had a Hawaii trip in there, so a couple of weeks. I'll get over and see it because I'm excited about this. This is the thing that people don't understand about small business owners, right? Is that you have to be so nimble, right? You can't just sort of put a model in place that's going to be there for 10 years, 20 years, because the American consumption habits are fickle and things change and people, you know, when you live in an Amazon world, you can't have, you know, $500,000 worth of merchandise sitting on your store floor. I mean, you got to, everything impacts everything.
Yeah.
But smart business owners, you know, will change and will adapt and will evolve. And that's what you have to do.
Yeah, none of my bike vendors think it's weird what I'm doing at all. A lot of other stores are doing the same thing around the area. So that's not too uncommon. I'm fortunate enough that I have the space that I can do all that, and it worked out really, really well. So for now, in the old Fleet Feet spot, we're doing some fitness classes and yoga classes and stuff. So we'll get more of that on the board for.
All right. Well, you've got the grand reopening and a customer appreciation party. See, now I don't feel bad at all. I didn't even miss the reopening. It is literally this coming Friday night.
It is.
All right. 4 to 8.
Yeah, we're having a big party and a re-grand opening, so you can check out the spot. And we have some specials going on, too. So 4 to 8, yeah, we have the three local breweries. We got Door 4, we got Golden Fox, and we got Decatur Brew Works coming in. And because you got to have a party with some beverages. And then, man, usually have the decanter guys come, but we got some wine from them before they unfortunately shut down. And so we'll be pouring some of that, too. So we'll have a big party. And then... great specials going on in the store. You can check out the new space. We usually have this is our open house and have a bunch of reps come in, and we in the middle of construction and everything, I missed out on inviting everybody, but we have like 6 or 8 shoe and bike vendors coming, so it should still be a good time. And then in conjunction with it, we have a bar run. So we're going to run to Door 4, run to Brew Works, and then back to the store and have raffle prizes and stuff for that too.
And then a hangover run the next day, which is what I love. See, this is a full service operation. They're going to take care of you on both ends of this. Got to take a quick break. Back with more. Here is Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Ride and run with Fleet Feet and Spin City and Kyle May.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 56, a little breezy, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 35. For Wednesday, sunny with a high near 52, and Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:55. And this look at your weather is brought to you by SkyWest Airlines.
Flying out of Decatur just got an upgrade. Now with new United Express flights to Chicago, Decatur travelers can conveniently connect to United's global network aboard the quick, comfortable jet aircraft. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your new United Airlines service to Chicago starting March 5th. Tickets are on sale now for flights between Decatur and Chicago and beyond. Book today at united.com. Flights operated by SkyWest Airlines.
Millikan University has been named one of the most desired schools of the last decade by Lind EDU. What is it that puts Millikan at the top of the list for so many students? Maybe it's the outstanding graduate success rate or the option to choose from over 50 academic programs. Maybe it's the chance to get involved with more than 90 student organizations and 23 athletic teams. Students are choosing to make it Millikan now more than ever before, as Millikan recently welcomed the largest number of new traditional students in university history. Be a part of the difference. Learn more at millikan.edu.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You're invited to see the grand reopening of Fleet Feet and Spin City this Friday, 4 to 8. They're going to have 6 to 8 vendors there. A lot of fun. It's family. Shamrock shoes are back. What do they look like this year?
I sent you a picture. They're really dark blue. With a gold.
See, this is, they know what they're
or
doing.
Or dark green with a gold sole on it.
Uh-huh.
So they're not quite as loud as other years. I think it looks very nice.
It does. And you got even the Gooder sunglasses
there. Yeah,
we
got the Irish for a Day sunglasses is the name of them.
This is, I wore mine. I have two pair now. Two pair of Shamrock shoes that I wear once a year. Mm-hmm. On St. Patrick's Day in the parade, and everybody goes, oh my God. It's like, well, you know, they're right down the street. Like, you can literally go right here. So do you have sizes still available?
We're actually doing really good. We just got them in a few days ago. So yeah, we have pretty good sizes available.
What's the price point on these?
They're $100.
Okay. They're really comfortable shoes too, by the way. I love Brooks. You know, I don't know, it's not maybe as popular brand as some of the others, but whenever you see
it,
somebody,
is the most popular brand in run specialty.
In run specialty, I mean, yeah. For runners, but I'm saying your average person may not have.
If you see somebody wearing a pair, you can nail that they bought it at a running store.
Exactly, but they're incredibly comfortable, and these particular shoes. What's the brand or what's the
like the Revel or something like that? It's not one we normally carry, but yeah, it's a great shoe
it's
to
kind
kick
of an
around
all-purpose in. Shoe, right?
Yeah. And this one, I think you could wear this a lot of other times. It's not, the Shamrocks aren't real big on it. It's not super super loud, so I think it turned out pretty good this year.
Yeah, they do a different version of this every year. And then there's some others, like 4th of July. They do a very patriotic one.
And then the shoe brands themselves are doing a pretty good job, like, over just the course of the winter that I haven't been on. Like, we've had several shoes update in that time period. A couple pairs of shoes every month, usually. They have a new style coming out or a new model of it. So we got a new Brooks Glycerin in, and then we're doing really good on colors. Our Ghost and Adrenaline from Brooks are huge sellers, so we have a lot of different colors of those that just came in. Got this, like, neon yellow pair in for guys that looks pretty cool. We got some trail shoes from Ultra, the Lone Peaks. We got the new New Balance 880 in. So we got all kinds of cool updates on the shoes and a couple new models that we haven't carried.
So what's the Kinvara update?
Yeah, so the Kinvara is like...
Man, we are getting down in the weeds now. That's the Saucony. That was literally the first pair of shoes...
That's a nice... it's been around a while.
...that I really started running in, and I love them to this day. And yet they've gone through several updates as well.
Yeah, I think they're on their 14th generation or something like that. Pretty subtle changes on it. The women's color is really nice, like an orange fade on it that turned out really good.
You mean it's a shoe that it's not in pink? I still think the run industry, right, Nick? You go in and Lindsay does this all the time. It's like pink and light blue.
Nah, we got a lot of dark. We got some different colors. And then we got this Adaday massage gun thing in that people are losing their minds over. So it looks like literally a little handheld massager gun thing.
Uh-huh.
And it has different heads, and you can rub it on your thighs and your calves and stuff like that. So that's gone over really, really well. Has a nice little case and all the different heads that you can use on it and the attachments.
Are those the black ones?
Yeah.
That's the ones all the NBA players use on the side.
Well, yeah, there's other brands out there. So, yeah.
Same technology anyway.
Same technology, yeah. So you've seen them using those?
Absolutely. During games.
Yeah. It's pretty cool stuff. And it's relatively new technology that is coming out.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, everybody wants that little bit of an edge, whether you're a professional athlete or you're just the guy who's, you know, hitting it on the weekends, whatever. You want something to make you feel better, and the technology is there. That's why they are full service. You know, go by there. I would highly recommend anybody that's on their road to do anything. Like, I mean, maybe it's literally, what was this? Brittany Runs a Marathon movie I'm seeing, like, on Amazon or something, like all the previews for. If you're wanting to get off the couch and get started, the very first, and I'm not saying this because Kyle's sitting here, I would tell you this, it had nothing to do with Spin City or Fleet Feet, is you got to build your foundation. And the very most important thing is to go get the 3D foot scan, get that done, because it will really give you the insight. Maybe you don't have the insight. You can see it because they send you the 3D image of what it looks like. But the experts there have the insight of, okay, here's the type of shoe, depending on what you want to do, that's best for your foot and the way it looks. And if you have to have inserts, it can make all the difference in the world. Because if you get off the couch and go to Kohl's and buy a pair of tennis shoes, and then your feet hurt so bad, after trying to do one thing, you're going to quit.
Yeah.
It's the most important thing.
It is. Most of our shoes start around $120 or so. So it's not... I mean, you want to be comfortable on your feet, so I think it's worth the money.
I mean, but it's the most important investment.
It's a pretty important investment. Yeah, you want to be stable and comfortable, and we can help you with that. You can try a bunch of different ones on in the store. You can take them for a run outside.
Or you just go in and you say to Heather or any of the folks, I want to do CrossFit. I'm doing a lot of HIIT workouts. Or, no, I'm a run. Or, no, I want to run trails. Or I want to be outside. And they can put you in the exact right shoe, and it will literally make a gigantic difference in your road to wherever it is you're going.
Yeah. So come check us out this weekend with our open house, and that's a good – you can come in and just see what we have in the store and see what the new layout looks like, and talk to some of the vendors if you want, and talk to us. So it'll be a good time.
And the run store's got a little larger footprint. So
about 300 square foot mostly in the fit area, which is where we needed it. The back room's a little bit bigger for the run store too. So yeah, I think it turned out really good. And we got the new logos up on the outside and the inside of the building too. We dropped the sports on Fleet Feet Sports, so it doesn't look quite like the Farm and Fleet logo.
A little different.
a little bit different.
Kyle, are you guys still doing over on the run store the bra fittings as well?
Yeah. Bra sales have kind of dropped off nationally, but we're still behind that and do the fittings. And
that's another thing that I've heard from multiple women legitimately, that they've gone in there and been told I'm wearing the wrong size, or been shown, different ways to be set up, which are equally important on the feet.
Yeah.
For women, as the shoe fittings. That's another one that I've heard multiple times. People say you can't get that service somewhere else.
Yep. And the Gooder sunglasses. Gooder. Yeah.
The only sunglasses I've ever bought to actually wear day to day in my entire life. They're that light. The value, the reflection.
They're
love them.
$25. They aren't too crazy.
No, but you have tons of variety. The selection is incredible. I got Lindsay a pair for Christmas, and she wears them every day. I mean, they're just that comfortable.
I got a pair of the BFGs that I've been wearing, the bigger ones.
They have interesting names, too. You just kind of can go through there and scroll through that. This Friday, 4 to 8, right?
Yeah.
What time is the run?
The run's at 6,
okay.
6 p.m., and then Saturday we're doing the hangover run at 9, and then the store's open with the sales from 10 to 4 on Saturday.
Get the Shamrock shoes today. They won't last, and I guarantee you, you will get tons of comments.
Yeah, every time you wear them.
Welcome back.
Amazing. So, 1088 Westwood.
You're like a robin.
Same address now.
Like a robin or a blue jay. You know, like when you
the
see
sign
like that.
Of spring, yeah.
Yes.
I was excited last night typing up the emails. Like, so we're almost there.
Yeah, some things never change. She's typing it at like 11:30 last night.
I'm a different schedule than you.
Yeah, I know you are. No, actually, it was 8:34 p.m. All right, Kyle May, Ride and Run. It's Fleet Feet. DecaturIL.com, SpinCity.co. See, I can do that even after the month's off.
That's good.
4 to 8 this Friday. Check it out.